Well, good morning to all of you.
大家早上好。
I'm just happy to be able to come and bring God's word.
我很高兴今天可以在这里和大家分享神的话语。
Because it's His word that makes us free.
因为真的是神的话能够给我们自由。
Sometimes we don't even know that we're bound.
很多时候我们甚至都不知道自己是受捆绑的。
And then suddenly the word of God lightens it up to our heart and we recognize, oh yes.
可是当神的话语照亮我们的心里的时候我们发现哦，原来我是这样的情况
I want to talk to you about something today that is maybe on the mind of us a lot
我今天想要讲的话题可能是很多人经常想的问题
And that is the healing power of God
是讲到神医治的能力
And we'll notice how he works with his healing power That's what I want to show you today
今天我想跟大家一起来学习神的这个医治的能力到底是怎么发生的。
You see, you can't read the New Testament without knowing that there was healing power through Jesus.
如果你读过新约的话，你就会发现耶稣在这个世上的时候，他就有医治的能力。
And some of us have known what that healing power was.
我们当中甚至有人经历过他医治的大能。
It became very real in our life.
在我们的生命中成为一个真实的情况。
But we're going to go to James.
但是我们今天要读的是雅各书。
Now, James is probably the most down-to-earth writer in the New Testament.
雅各大概是在这个新约圣经当中作者当中大概是最普通的一个平常的一个人。
Now, Peter could sort of flower things and make them sound good.
这个彼得他有能力把事情描述得非常美好。
Paul, when he said things, it was to bring our logic and our understanding together.
那保罗他是很有学问的，他很有逻辑，很清楚明白的讲东西。
But when James writes, this is it.
那但是雅各说的话呢，就是直来直去的。
He doesn't flower it up.
他也不会把它修饰得很美好。
He doesn't really care about your logic.
然后也不是说条理清楚、很逻辑的这样讲述。
He seemed to be a person that.Black was black and white was white.
对他来说黑就是黑白就是白。
So let's look to him to see what he talks about healing.
那所以我们来看雅各书是怎么讲关于神医治的大能的。
So we looked at James 5.
看我们翻到雅各书第五章。
Verses 16 through 18.
16到18节。
Very well known verse.
这一段圣经是大家很熟悉的。
Now he's talking aboutThe healing power.
这里讲到关于医治。
And he gives us a tremendous example of what it's like.
然后给了我们一个例子让我们看到它是什么样的。
Now, the main thing that he's saying here is not telling us at first how to do it, but he's telling us how to begin it.
那他这里面最开始讲的并不是说到底怎么来那个医治而是说怎么来开始。
He says, confess your faults to one another.
那这个开始的先决第一个是要求你们要彼此认罪。
Now, we sort of read this, confess your faults and pray one for another.
然后我们通常就一带而过然后接着看互相代求。
We sort of black out that confess your faults.
好像这个彼此认罪这个事情就忽略不计了。
But he goes on to say, and pray for one another that you might be healed.
但是他这里面讲到说你们要彼此认罪互相代求使你们可以得医治。
So he gives us that priority, that thing that has to come first.
在这里他给了我们一个先后顺序彼此认罪是要首先发生的。
And then he goes on to tell us what this prayer should be like.
然后下面就讲到说这个祷告是什么样的祷告。
The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous manavaileth much.
这里面讲到一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
And then he goes on to give us an example of what he's talking about.
接下来他就给我们举了一个例子。
And that example was about Elijah.
这个例子就是以利亚。
Now, I believe that God can heal.
我相信神能够医治。
I believe he heals us sometimes naturally.
我相信神有的时候是借着自然的力量让我们得医治。
Other times it'sSupernatural.
有的时候是超自然的能力。
Sometimes he does it instantaneously.
有的时候他让我们立刻就得医治。
Sometimes it's over a period of time he heals.
有的时候我们需要等一段时间。
I believe that God heals through medicines that he has given man the ability to understand and to make.
我也相信神借着医药使我们得医治，让我们有能力了解这个医学和人体。
But I also believe that God brings miracle that's beyond the understanding of the doctors.
但是我也相信神也可以施神迹，能够是超越医生和大夫所能够理解的这个科学的常识能所产生的。
I think most of you, sometime in your life, you've had some God to work and heal you.
我想我们当中可能很多人在你的过去的经历当中可能有过一次两次有这样的事情发生。
As I look over this list, I think, you know, Lord, one time you did this for me, another time you did that for me.
我刚才讲的这些医治的这些开的清单，我当自己看的时候，我就会想到说，哦，我曾经这样得过医治，我也可能曾经这样得过。
When I was about 16, 17 in that age,
我大概16、17岁的时候，
there was a period of time I got sick.
曾经有一段时间生病。
I could not get up out of bed until the afternoon.
就是早上都没有办法起来，一直到下午。
I was very, very weak.
就是非常虚弱。
So of course, my mother took me to the doctor.
那当然，我妈妈带我去看医生。
He was a Jewish doctor, very good doctor.
那个医生他是一个犹太人，是一个很好的医生。
When he tested my blood, I only had half the strength.
那他给我查那个血象的时候呢，我可能就大概只有常人的一半的值。
So he knew I was anemic.
所以他知道我是贫血。
And it was very bad.
而且就是情况很严重的那种。
Now when you get down about that area, they're starting to think about leukemia.
当你这个血象值这么低的时候，他们就会怀疑你有白血病。
And I think that's what he thought I had.
我想他可能当时认为。
Which I may have had. I don't know.
他可能当时是认为我可能是有白血病，有可能我真的确实当时是有白
血病。So he gave me some liver shots.
所以他就给了我一些这个用一些针剂。
Now when they work sort of slowly. They don't pop your blood right up.
那这个当时这个药不是那种好像一针见效的那种，是慢慢才能产生果效。
I went back to get my blood tested.
那所以后来呢，我就又再去查验血。
God's people have been praying.
那当然在这个过程中，这个神的百姓就是我的教会一直在替我祷告。
When he came out, he said to me, "You can thank your God."
那这个第二次验血结果出来的时候，这个医生就跟我说：“你可以感谢你的神。”
Has gone all the way up, even to the strength of a man.
他说：“我的这个验血一切指标都正常，而且是那种是像一个男生那种很强壮的那种体质。”
And I kept that blood count until I had to have radium, until I had my cancer operation.
那我这个所以我的血项各项指标一直都很正常，直到我大概几年以前得了那个。癌症，然后需要放疗的时候。
My doctor did not expect that.
所以那个时候验血的时候，医生都很吃惊。我好像那个。
So he told me where it came from. He said you can thank your God.
各项都那么好的指标，所以当我跟他讲了我这个故事的时候，我那个时候的医生也说你应该感谢你的神。
In Cayman, I was starting a school.
那我在那个 Cayman 群岛的时候，开始了一个学校。
I was getting prepared for it, getting the things built in, getting the teacher, getting all of it straightened out.
你知道要建一个学校有很多事情，不光是这个房屋的问题，然后还有老师，然后各项这个需要。
And I stepped off of our cistern into a crab hole. Stepped into a hole.
那我有一次走路不小心呢，就那个踩到一个坑里。
And I twisted my ankle badly.
然后就把这个脚腕给扭了，很严重。
It was a terrible sprain.
这个是很糟糕，当时。
And I'm in the midst of starting something that I can't stop.
然后可是我那个时候就是准备学校要开学了，非常忙，就没有办法脱身的。
And I would hobble along.
所以我就这样一瘸一拐的到处跑。
They put me on crutches.
还拄着个拐。
I was too big for them and too heavy. They about killed me.
那个我那时候的个子很大，也很胖，然后拄着个拐，那个跑来跑去。
So then I just sort of hobbled along.
所以这个拐并不能帮助我，我就。
And I would go back to the doctor, and he would say to me, "Miss Schwartz, if you don't get off of it, it's not going to get better."
那我去看医生的时候，医生就说你不能再这样，你一定要休息，让这个脚休息，要不然就好不了了。
Finally, he got tired of me.
后来这个医生老这样劝我，我老不听。
I'm telling you, in other words, don't come back anymore. Until you get off of that leg, it's not going to get better.
所以他就跟我说，那你要是不听我的话，你就不要再来看我了。你老用这条腿，它不会好的。
I went to, after I left the doctor, I went to see the lady that was the pastor before.
那我看了医生以后，我就去找去看另外一个牧师，他是在我之前的这个教会的牧师。
So she, we prayed together.
然后我们两个就一起祷告。
I'm still hobbling, it's still hurting very badly.
那个时候仍然很疼，而且我还是得这样一瘸一拐的到处去做事情。
That evening, I went to see one of my members that was ill.
那天晚上呢，我就去探访我的教会里有一个生病的会员。我们也在一起祷告。
I went home and I sat down at my dining room table and started making the plans, the lesson plans for.
然后我那天晚上回了家以后，就开始预备第二天要做的事情，然后备课。
I had to go back in my room and get something.
然后我那时候坐在客厅里，我需要起来到我的卧室里拿东西。
I got up, I walked down the hall and stopped.
然后我就起来以后就往我的这个卧室走，在那个走廊上。
The pain was gone.
然后那时候突然停下来，觉得很惊讶，哎，我怎么可以走路了呢？好像脚也不疼了。
And actually, it never bothered me again.
然后就这个脚就再也没有那个影响过我。
So we all probably have had times in our lives when God has done something wonderful.
所以我们的生命中可能都经历过神的医治的大能。
If not, it may be that we have problems.
那如果你没有经历过，那可能你有一些问题。
You see, God, one of the men, Andrew Murray, was a great speaker, was a great man in his time.
有一个很有名的基督徒叫穆安德烈。
And he said, our relationship to God is in prayer.
他说我们跟神的关系完全是靠祷告来建立的。
See, we don't go to a table and sit down with God.
我们并不是说跟上帝约一个见一个面，然后坐下来坐在桌子对面。
We don't go out to a coffee shop and talk to him face to face.
或者跟他一起喝杯咖啡。
The only way man really communes with God is what we have labeled prayer.
我们人真的能跟神交通的唯一的方式就是我们所谓的祷告。
It is that thing that we communicate with God.
我们借着祷告跟神沟通。
And then another one, Dr. Torrey, he said, nothing lies beyond the reach of prayer except which lies outside of God's will.
那另外一个人他叫做Torrey，他也讲过说，只要是在神的旨意当中，都可以借着祷告来成就。
So he's saying within our lives, we have some deep problems maybe.
所以他的意思就是说，我们的生命中可能有一些很严重的问题。
Some things have troubled us for years.
一些常年以来搅扰我们的情况。
And so we have to be able to be to the place to communicate with God in prayer.
所以我们需要学会借着祷告跟神来交通。
And understand what might be outside the will of God.
然后明白到底神的心意是什么。
One man named Dickerson said, when we depend upon organizations, we get what the organizations can give us.
有一个人他叫做Dickinson，他就说，如果我们依靠组织的话，那组织就可以给我们带来一些东西。
When we depend on education, we get what education can give us.
如果我们依靠教育，那教育可能也能给我们带来一些东西。
When we depend on money, we get what money can give us.
如果我们依靠钱财，那钱财能够带给我们的就是我们所能得到的。
When we depend on prayer, we get what God.
可是当我们依靠祷告的时候，我们得到的是神的能力，神能做的事情。I've
enjoyed what education I've had.
我很高兴我受过教育。I've
been very glad to belong to an organization where there is community.
我也很高兴我是属于一个很团结的一个组织。And
thankful how the Lord has helped me with my finances.
我也很感激我的这个经济状况，神都供给我。But
when I go to Him in prayer,
可是当我借着祷告来到他面前的时候，所有这一切我刚才提到这些东西都显得不那么重要了。Because
God can do beyond those things can do for us.
因为神能为我们做的是远超过刚才我所描述的这些组织、钱财或者是你的教育能够带给你的。Now
I wonder when he talks about healing here, the first thing that comes to our mind is physical.
所以当我们提到医治的时候，我们首先就想到的是身体上的医治。
You know, in our life, the first thing that ever comes to us is physical.
你知道，因为对于我们来说，这个肉体的需要是我们的第一需要。
We take care of our physical in a wonderful way.
我们都会小心照顾自己的身体。
It's the greatest concern in our lives.
因为对我们来说，这是我们最重要的、最眼前最大的需要。
That's why you've got a table with pills and pills and pills and pills.
所以你可能有很多很多的药丸子等着你去吃。
You hear of a new vitamin, you near hear of a new herb. Oh, this one really works.
又听说有一种什么新药，然后有一种新的维生素，现在又时髦吃哪一种东西。
So we are preoccupied with our bodies.
所以我们心里就是惦记着怎么才能让我们的身体更好。
We certainly don't like pain.
当然我们没有人喜欢疼痛。
So actually then this comes to our mind first about healing.
所以当我们提到医治的时候，你首先就想到的是说让我们的身体更好。
But you know there are other things that God wants to heal.
可是你知道吗？你生命当中有很多其他的地方神也想要医治你。
He wants to heal our mind at times.
他想医治你的这个思想。
Because our mind is that is worldly. Our mind sometimes is that which is corrupt.
因为我们的这个思想是很腐败的。
He wants to heal our emotions at times.
他想医治我们的情感。
We are very emotional people.
因为我们是很情绪化的人。
Probably it has become greater in the age that we live in.
也可能现在这个社会我们更是这样。
Because of the stress that we have that many, many cultures and many generations never had.
因为在过去的年代，过去的文化当中，那些人都没有经历过像我们现在这样的压力，可能除了是在战争时期。
He wants to heal some homes.
他也想要医治使家庭能够美满。
He wants them to be a place that can be a center of joy and peace in our lives and an opportunity to be example for God.
神要医治我们的家庭，让我们的家庭成为喜乐 和喜乐的源泉，然后成为人们所重视的一个中心。
As I looked at those that were singing this morning,
我今天看到我们在台上唱歌的这些弟兄姐妹。
I thought here is a group of families.
这些都是几个家庭。
Not just the wives singing.
不是仅仅是妻子们在唱歌。
But here is wives and husbands and children.
是有先生有太太还有孩子们一起。
That's a beautiful thing.
这是一个很美的图画。
And also sometimes we need the healing of fellowship.
有的时候我们人际关系也需要得到医治。
You know, sometimes our fellowship even in our families are broken.
有的时候甚至我们在家庭中人与人之关系都是破裂的。
Sometimes it just seems like we turn around and we don't have anyone.
或者你当你转身的时候你就发现没有人能够真的是和你相合。
Some churches need healing.
有的时候教会也需要得到医治。
They've been rented, they've been torn apart, they've been hurt.
因为这教会里有的时候也有纷争然后彼此之间也有伤害。
So actually God has...Many areas that he would like to heal us in.
所以我们生活中有很多的方面神想要我们能够得到医治。
So you say, okay, then why doesn't he?
那你就说好啊他想要那为什么不做呢他如果是一个善良的神。
He knows everything.
他什么都知道。
When he sees something going wrong in my life, why doesn't he just heal me?
他看见我们生活当中有问题为什么不他就出手就把他医治好了就好了呢
Well, I think we recognize what a world we would be living in if everybody was strong in every area.And the way they have in their hearts today.
你可能能够想象一下，如果这个世界上每个人都是各方面都很强壮，然后想做什么就能做什么的话，这世界会是什么样子
？No, you see God in His attributes.
你知道吗？神有他的特性。
That means His DNA.
他的本质。
That's exactly what it is. I like that.
就好像是我们的这个里面的 DNA， 我们的遗传基因一样。
See, that's why He's good. It's in His DNA.
所以他的这个良善也是在他的本质里面。
I'm saying that just to use it for a phrase.
我当然只是这么描述而已。
In his DNA, he is loving.
在他的这个本质里面，他是爱的神。
In his DNA, he's all wise.
而且他也是全知的神。
In his DNA, he is all just.
但他也是完全公义的神。
And in his DNA, he's all righteous.
他的本性里面，他是完全圣洁的。
So therefore, when he looks at us, he looks at us in an area of what we are as a child of God.
所以当神看我们的时候，他看到我们是我们的本相，是看到我们作为神的儿女，或者还不是神的儿女时候，我们里面到底是什么样子。
And he knows the heart.
他了解我们每一个人的本心。
Is it righteous?
是不是公义的？
Have we been living a life that is what he wants?
我们是不是过的生活是他所想要我们过的
Now that's the very first thing that James says that God looks at. He said, now confess your fault.
所以雅各会这么说你们要彼此认罪因为神看得到我们里面到底是什么样的
confess your sins.
认罪。
So let's see what confession does.
所以当我们认罪的时候会发生什么样的情况呢?
Because see, when you don't confess,
因为你不认罪的话,
it's still heavy there.
你就一直背着那个担子。
It's still part of you.
你就一直是你的。
And God really can't look on.
神没有办法看你里面那个罪所带来的污秽。
You see, when Jesus went to the cross, the hardest thing was when God forsook.
我昨天就给大家讲过，当耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，对他来说最痛苦、最难忍受的事情就是神掩面不看他。
He said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
所以当耶稣在十字架上的时候，他呼喊说：“神啊，神啊，你为什么离弃我？”
And we see this is when sin was put on Christ, the sins of the world that He died.
因为就是因为那个时候，我们全世界人所有的罪恶都背在耶稣的身上。
If God could not look on unrighteousness or sin that had been put on His Son, do you think He's going to wink at us? Do you think He's going to look at our unrighteousness and let it go?
当耶稣他是神的儿子背着罪的时候，神都不能看他。你想，如果我们里面仍然背着这个罪的时候，神会看我们吗？
You see, you and I are so used to manipulating.
我们很习惯让就是好像掌控别人，让别人按照我们的心意来做。
You and I are so used to reasoning. God is so good. He just looks at us with a rose-colored glass.
我们有的时候甚至会自欺欺人的说，那神既然这么好，他应该很容易原谅我，不会很在意我的这些恶行。
But He doesn't.
但是神不是这样的。
Now this kind of confession, we would like to think.It is just confessing to God.
有的时候我们讲认罪，我们希望说这个认罪只是跟只是对神的。
That I, when I've done wrong, I just get down and say, Lord, I sinned. I just cheated somebody out of $500 or something. Lord, I've sinned, and then you think it's all clear.
所以有的时候你可能就想说，哎呀，我今天从别人手里骗了500块钱，然后我就跪下来跟神祷告说，这个神呐，我真是对不起，我欠了500块钱，你就原谅我吧。
But you think I think the clearest example of that was Zacchaeus.
但是你知道，我们这个圣经里有一个很好的例子，就是撒该。
Zacchaeus, when he heard Christ, it didn't take long for him to say, I will pay back 4 times what I've taken from people.
当那个耶稣来呼召撒该的时候，撒该悔改了，他悔改的行动就是他立刻就说，如果我从前骗了谁，我要4倍还给他。
Even Zacchaeus understood.
所以他撒该是明白的。
So in this scripture, he's saying, confess your faults not just to God.
所以这个圣经上告诉我们说，当我们认罪的时候
，confess your faults to one another，
不仅仅是要跟神认罪，是要彼此认罪。
Now when we confess our faults to one another, something begins in our hearts.
如果我们能够彼此认罪，那个时候我们的心里就会开始。
There comes a restoration，
有一个重建。
There becomes a healing that starts to come，
这个医治就开始了。
And sometimes there comes a restoration. In other words, that hurt between us becomes closed.
有的时候这个重建就是表示说我们之间的那个伤痕可以能够愈合。
And when confession between each other happens, revivals have most of the time happened.
当我们能够彼此认罪的时候，我们中间也会带来复兴。
These are the things that he's saying. In other words,When you confess to me,
如果我或者就是说，如果你跟我认罪的话，我会原谅你。
But there's still something there that needs to be done.
但是呢，就是好像神说你跟我认罪，我会原谅你，但是你不能仅仅是跟我认罪，还有其他你需要做的事情。
So I want to talk to you a little bit about confession.
所以我要在这里大概讲一下到底什么是认罪。
And The confession of our sins need to be in the circle where we made our sins.
所以当我们认罪的时候，你这个认罪的范围是要你在你这个得你所得罪的人当中。
You see, there are things that we do and people that we may hurt, God we may hurt, and so those are the ones that confession needs to be directed to.
所以我们所做的所说的事情，如果得罪了其他的人的时候，我们就要向这个对方来认罪。
You see, broadcasting, when it used to be in sort of years ago, people were very conscientious about this.
有的是大概几年前这个人们很在意关于这个认罪的事情。
Sometimes they would get up and confess before everybody.
有的时候他们就会在这个 会堂当中站在所有人面前讲他的这个犯的这个罪。
And then there would come some bad results afterwards.
但是有的时候就反而带来一个不好的结果。
So we need to recognize what is God talking about in my confession.
所以我们需要明白说神到底让我们向我们要的认罪是什么样的。
Now sometimes we have private sins.
有的时候我们是在私底下犯的罪。
Things that we have done to our own body.
我们自己的身体对我们自己的身体。
Things that we have done to our own mind.
在头脑里的。
And our resentment toward God.
或甚至是我们心里对神的苦读。
Do you know how many times maybe there is within us a resentment toward God because God didn't do it when and how we wanted it done?
有的时候我们想要发生的事情，神并没有按我们的心意，按我们的时间完成，我们心里会对神有所怨恨。
So then we have to recognize there are times that it's God that I must go before.And confess these things to him.
所以这些私下里犯的罪就是你要自己到神面前来自己向神认罪是对他所犯下的。
But then there's those personal sins toward other people.
当然还有人与人之间的互相的犯罪。
You see, this is the place where it's the hardest.
你知道在这上面能够认罪是很难的。
We want to save our face.
因为我们都很要面子。
There are people that would rather not serve God than to make a confession to someone.
有的人他宁可离开教会不再服侍神他也不愿意到人面前来承认他的罪。
But this is the place where restoration begins and sometimes can restore relationships that he wants to be restored.
可是我们之间彼此的关系需要重建就要从这一步开始。
Okay, maybe I have something that Mike and I had trouble.
也可能我跟这个麦克中间有一些过节。
There became distance between us.
然后慢慢两个人之间就疏远了。
We pacify ourselves.
然后就每个人都谁也不理谁。
I have nothing against him.
就说我跟他没有什么冲突没有关系。
I just don't want to bother.
就不想跟他有任何来往。
But in reality, you do.
但是实际上你心里其实对他是有想法的。
Now I don't need to go to Mike's wife.
那我如果是在这种情况下我不需要去找这个麦克的太太
And I don't need to go to Mike's preacher.
或者是去找他的牧师
I need to go to Mike.
我就要去找他本人
And that can be very difficult.
这个并不是容易做的事情
Because we are proud people.
因为我们其实都是很自傲的人
And we want to save our face.
我们要面子
And we don't want to be the one that does it.
我们不想自己先丢脸先去找别人认错。
I do want to be healed, O God.
但是你会说神啊我真的是希望得到医治。
So what he's saying then is when you go to Mike.
所以当神就告诉我们我要去找那 Mike.
And you tell Mike, you know, this is what I did or this is how I feel and I'm very sorry about it.
你跟他说我做了这些事情我是这么想的那我现在觉得很难过很对不起你。
And it's out of your hand.
当你这样说这样做的时候
The reaction of Mike is up to Mike then.
你就把这件事情已经交出去了他要怎么回应那是他的事情。
But many times Mike will say, oh, I know, I'm partly to blame, maybe he'll say.
那很多时候麦克很可能就说我也有错我知道。
And sometimes that distance becomes closer and closer once again.
所以当他这样做的时候你们两下就和好
了 See, God wants
然后这个距离就拉近了。
Completely.
所以神要我们里面得到完全的医治。
Then sometimes, I know what making restitution is with people.
我知道就是跟人跟人之间和好是怎么一回事。
I've done a lot of it.
因为我也做过很多这样的事情。
I may have done even too much.
有的时候可能是有点太多了老去找人家道歉。
But I know how hard it is.
但是我也知道这不是一件容易的事情。
But I also know what relief I got after.
但我也可以告诉你当我这样做的时候我里面有多么的轻松。
Then there are public sins.
但是这个罪还有一种就是在公众面前犯下的罪。
That's when a person sins and we know it. The group knows it.
因为这个犯罪就是在大家面前的所有人都知很多人都知道。
So that has to be confessed publicly.
所以这个认罪就要在所有这些公众面前进行认罪。
You say, well, I can just go tell the preacher.
那你说我能不能就去找牧师认罪就好了？
But you know the group still has that feeling about you.
可是你知道吗？那所有知道这件事情的人，他们仍然心里对你有想法。
And every time they see you, you know they'll say, "Oh well, you know how they are." They.
所以每次他们看见你的时候，心里你知道他们就会想什么？
God wants the healing to be there, the restoration to be there.
神要给你带来医治，让你能够重建。
Now, if you think personal healing is hard, you're going to try public one.
如果你觉得这个向个人道歉是很难的事情的话，那你应该试试说在公众面前承认自己的罪。
I've done that one.
这个我也做过。
When I was in my children don't even listen to me now.
这个小朋友们现在不要听了。
When I was around 12, 13.
我大概十二三岁的时候。
Maybe even younger than that.
也可能比这个还小。
I knew my mother. She was the church treasurer then.
那个时候我的妈妈是在教会里管财务的。
And my mother, after Sunday, she would put the church in a certain, the money up in a certain place.
因为我知道她每次这个奉献的钱，她数了以后就会放在一个地方。
So she would know how to, she could count it the next night.
因为她礼拜天她没有去算，她要隔天才会去数。
You see, they weren't so professional back then.
那个时候他们并不是说很周到、很小心。
So.I knew where it was.
我知道他把钱放哪儿。
And I would go there.
所以我就会到那儿去。
And I would dip into the change quite a bit, you know.
然后就那个伸手把那个零钱掏出来。
And I never was without something to buy with.
然后所以呢，这样我想买什么东西的时候总有钱花。
I would take the change.
我就
with as much as I could get away with.
我不会拿那些整钞，我就只是拿一些那种硬币零钱这样。
But one day God really got hold of my heart when I was in my teens.
可是当我十几岁的时候，有一天神真的是在这件事情上责备我。
And so I went to my mother.
所以我就到我妈妈那里去。
And I told her.
我就跟她讲了我做的这些事情。
I was confessing to the one I took it from.
所以我那个时候我是向她认罪，因为我是从她那里拿的钱。
But she cried. She said, "I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have."Put it there. I shouldn't have put temptation, you know, that kind of thing.
他那个时候我妈妈也很难过，她哭，她说我不应该把钱放在那个地方，就是让她成为对你的引诱。
But there wasn't peace in my heart.
但是我只是向她认罪了以后，我心里却没有平安。
And I knew then I had to confess it to the church.
所以我那个时候就明白说我需要在教会里，在大家面前来认错。
Now that was a tough one.
那个真的很不容易。
I used to sing a lot when I was young.
因为我原来就是那个时候我很爱唱歌。
And often I would sing, or at times I would sing for the church.
有的时候我也会在台上给大家唱。
And I remember that morning, I can remember that morning when I got up.
我现在还记得当那天早上我站起来。
And I had to sing. I was going to sing.
在台上那天我也需要唱歌。
And I said to them, "I'm sorry, I have to make a confession."Something like that.
那个时候我没有唱，我就跟大家说，我对不起，我要有一件事情要向大家认错。
And I confessed it to them.
所以我就在教会里跟大家认了我的罪。
They didn't hold against me. They loved me. They helped me.
当然他们爱我，他们原谅我，然后也仍然继续爱我，帮助我。但是即便是接纳你的人，在他们面前。
But oh, how I thank God.
认罪也并不容易。当时当我这么做的时候。
That he was so faithful to me as I was growing up.
我很感谢神，因为神对我。
Anytime I would do something, immediately there'd be something. You have to ask forgiveness for this.
神一直对我是信实的，就是在我长大的这个过程中，他没有离开我。当我做了错事的时候，神就把这个心意放在我里面，让我知道我应该去认错。
I have tried to keep that very real in my life. As soon as I feel like I've hurt someone, as soon as I feel like I've done something that's not right, I want to make it.
所以在我的一生当中我都很谨慎很小心当我心里知道觉得我有事情做得不对的时候我就要赶快去认错去道歉。
See, because this is what he basically asked of us. Keep your life clean.
因为这个神是这样要求我们的让我们的生有一个清洁的生活。
And you know it's very hard today.
你知道吗？在现今这个时代能够这样生活是很困难的。
Because the world accepts so much of wrong and has made it right.
我们这个周围的世界接纳很多错的东西现在都看来是对的。
You know, can you trust anyone that is going to come and fix something on your house?
如果有人来你家里修东西你信任他吗?
You'd like to think so, wouldn't you?
你当然愿意说能够完全信任他。
I had an air conditioning company for probably 20 some years.
我用一个空调的公司已经二十多年了。
Bought two air conditioners from them.
从他们手里买了两个，买过两个新的空调。
Trusted them. They were good. I just trusted them.
我很信任他们。
Couple months ago, my air conditioner went out.
那几个月以两个月以前，我的这个空调又坏了。
And they lied to me about the warranty.
然后他们就对于这个保修他们跟我撒了谎。然后跟我说我需要换一个新的或者怎么样至少要花1300块钱。所以经过这件事情以后我就发现我这个信赖了二十多年的公司我其实不能够再信赖他。
If all of you thought deeply, you would recognize you don't trust people much either when they say that.
所以如果你仔细想想的话其实很多现在很多人说的话你并不是完全百分之百的相信。
That's why today you want two or three different people to tell you how much.
所以现在你总是做个什么事情你总是要多问几家价钱到底有什么不一样。
Adultery and fornication doesn't mean much anymore.
但是现在这个通奸也好或者是这个婚外情也好不是什么大事情了已经。
They start very young. They live together.
这个年轻人就住在一起同居然后很多无所谓的事情
binds with each other,
然后就这样生活在一起
and then they go on, some still professing that they love God.
那但是他们一边这样生活一边说他们是爱神的
and the truth is, they may love God.
事实上可能他们确实爱神
but they're not living what he wants them to live.
但是他们并没有按照神的要求来生活。
You see, what we need to be careful is that we're not just dating God.
所以我们一定要小心，我们不仅仅是说跟神约会而已。
Now, dating God means that every Sunday morning I have a date with him.
就是这个约会好像就是说我每个礼拜天早上来见他一面。
And the date is I go to church.
然后那个就是我到教会里去。
But the rest of the week,Don't think much of him.
但是这一个星期剩下的时间
Sometimes in my business deal, I have to little, you know, sort of...
有的时候在生意上可能要试一些手段
Just a little bit, you know. I know. You know, I went to a dealer with my car.
我有一次去一个那个卖车的地方
A few years ago.
几年前
And I had some kind of a service warranty on it.
那我的车上应该还有一些保修
And I had several things, and it's going to be over $1,000 for the car fixing it.
可能大概花1000块钱修一些东西。
And so I'm sitting across from this sweet little girl.
那个我在那等，然后
对面。To me, she's a little girl. You know?
对面坐着一个女孩子。
And she said, "Now this part is $200 and some."
然后这女孩子跟我讲，你这个零件需要大概200多块钱。
If it has rust, they don't pay that.
但是如果这个上面有锈的话，他们就不会。
But she said, "We just put it in."
他们就不会那个，就是这个保修就不会付钱，但是我们就会把它放在里面。
I looked at her.
那时候我就看着他。
Oh, I said no, no.
我说不行，我不能这么
做。Just put that $200 some on my bill.
那如果那个保险不付的话，你那个
But she said we do this for our customers.
但是女孩子说我们的顾客我们都是这样做的，就那个就说上面有锈，然后保险公司就给修。
And you know what she said?
你知道他怎么说吗
I've never seen anybody that wouldn't do this.
他说我从来没有见过谁不愿意说这个让保险公司付钱自己不用付钱的你是第一个。
You see, these are the things that man has to, we as Christians have to keep clean before our heart toward.
那我们作为基督徒我们的心里要向着神要清洁。
You say, I didn't do it, she did it. You let her do it.
你可能会说不是我干的呀是他们这个卖车的这个
公司干的 And you know, I was able to witness to that girl. I was able, when I went back to her, I brought her some Chinese things. And I, you know, God gives you opportunities.
但是神让我这样子在里面清洁的时候我就有机会向他做见证然后跟他建立一个关系。
You say, Sister Swartz, how can you live that way?
那你可能会说你怎么到底你怎么能才能这样呢
With a clear heart.
那我们里面是良心是
清洁的 and a joyful spirit.
然后有一个喜悦的灵
and no place to give the devil an edge to keep at you.
你不给魔鬼留地步不给他机会
You see, that's why he's telling us to confess your sins one to another because healing can come.
所以这是雅各书为什么告诉我们要彼此认罪因为会给我们带来医治
Now he went on to explain to us about Elijah.
然后这里面他给我们讲到以利亚。
He said, an effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
说他恳切的祷告，然后就大有能力。
So okay, and now I have confessed.
那现在我们已经认罪了。
My heart.
我的心良心已经清洁了。
And now, you know, sometimes we just lay back and say, okay, Lord, do it now.
所以我们就觉得说，那我现在已经是好人一个了，那神你就
做工吧。No, he said the fervent prayer of a righteous man.
但是这里面神告诉我们要恳切的祷告。
You see, so many times we pray to cover up.
是大有功效，有的时候我们祷告就是走形式。
But the word affectional and fervent prayer is a word that means stretch out.
但是这里面的这个恳切的这个祷告意思就是说使劲撑。
And that is, it gives the implication of a horse that's running.
它这个表现的意思就好像是一个。
And the front feet are out.
是一个马在这个奔
跑的样子。And the back feet are out, and they're just stretching.
它的前腿使劲往前伸，后腿使劲的往后，就是两边使劲撑。
When you see an athlete, they're stretching every fiber, everything in them is stretching.
或者是你看到一个那个运动员拼尽全力要冲刺的样子。
To get to their second wind so they can go on.
就是为了能够那个达到那个目的。
And he's saying to us, this is how we need to do.
那神的话语告诉我们说，我们就要有这样的心意，这样的
努力来祷告。So he gave us the example of Elijah.
这里面我们的例子就是给我们的例子就是
以利亚。Now Elijah lived at a time when there was a wicked, wicked king, Ahab.
那那个时候以利亚生活的时代那个王是非常恶的一个王是亚哈王这个亚哈王是知道神的话的
And in God's word it said that God would bring a drought
那以利亚知道神的心意那个时候因为这个王作恶所以要有三年不下雨
And so he began to fervently pray
所以这个以利亚就恳切的祷告
He went to God no doubt with scriptures and with his whole heartAs he prayed and he stretched out, he said, Lord, close up the heavens.
所以他那个时候向神祷告，他恳切的请求说，因为这些人作恶，就请求神不要下雨。
And God did just that.
然后神就听了他的祷告。
For 3 years.
所以雨就三年。
Not a drop of rain dropped in that area.
06个月不下在地上，一滴也没有。
Actually, the Ahab was trying to find Elijah so he could kill him.
那那个时候亚哈王也气得要死所以就想要抓住以利亚把他杀了就是因为他祷告所以不下雨。
Now you know, fervent prayer doesn't come easy.
你知道吗这个恳切的祷告不是一件容易的事情。
I read something that one of the pastors said.
那我读过一个这个牧师写的东西。
And I thought, oh well, thank the Lord somebody else is like me.
我读到他写的时候我就很感激说哎呀太好了感谢神有人跟我一样。
Let me just read this to you to see if maybe it's like you too.
那我来读给你听你看看是不是自己也是这样的。
Now he said, I got on my knees and tried to pray.
这个牧师说我跪下来试图祷告。
And my mind would begin to run like a squirrel cage.
然后我这个脑子里就开始像这个关在松鼠里的笼子一样跑来跑去。
I'd get sleepy.
然后或者是这个困得要死。
Then I start talking to God and think about something else.
然后嘴里一边说着祷告词但是心里想的是别的事情。
My knees began to hurt.
然后跪的膝盖也觉得
很疼。My body began to ache.
然后身上哪儿都不舒服。
All kinds of things I felt.
然后这个各种的那个难受。
Has that ever happened to you?
你祷告的时候是不是也这样呢?
How many hours? You know, when I was younger, I was very faithful, but I'd sleep so much on my knees.
我很愿意祷告,但是我经常就是在祷告的时候就睡着了。
Sometimes when I was praying, I wasn't right there.
有的时候好像在祷告,但是好像真的是。
I remember one time Mrs. Shi asked me to come over, that Brother Shi was gone. She said,Have family prayer with us.
那有一次那个牧师不在那师母就叫我去跟他们全家一起祷告。
I was tired.
那个时候我很累。
So I guess the family around each one prayed.
然后所以那个时候就是全家一起祷告那就是每个人轮着祷告。
Then it came time for me to pray.
然后就轮到我。
I prayed for the closet.
我为了这个壁橱祷告。
I prayed all kinds of things around there.
然后就是家里的好多物件。
Didn't realize I was half asleep.
我没有意识到我其实已经这个困得快睡着了。
Now you say, why do we do this?
你可能会说为什么就我们一祷告就这样呢?
My problem with my mind. It begins to stray.
那我的问题就是说我这个头脑里的思想开始胡思乱想想别的事情
Why this happens is because Satan doesn't want you to pray.
这一切发生的原因是撒旦他不想让你祷告
When God's people fervently pray
当神的百姓真的是恳切祷告祈求的时候
He faces great problems.
这个撒旦就出问题了
He don't care if you go to church.
他不在乎你到教会来,
he don't care if you teach a Sunday school class.
甚至你教主日学也没关系,
but get on your knees.
但是当你跪下祷告的时候,
start communing to God.
当你跟神开始交通的时候,
with a clean heart.
当你存着清洁的良心跟神说话的时候,
and he'll throw all kinds of things at us.
那魔鬼就会想尽办法来搅扰你。
So it's not easy to fervently pray.
所以恳切的祷告不是一件容易的事情。
But then he goes on to say we must pray with integrity. We must have a righteous prayer.
但是我们必须就是有公义在里面。
Now when we get saved,
当我们得救的时候,
God, Jesus impugns his righteousness to us. He gives us his righteousness. He forgives us and that becomes the righteousness of our life.
耶稣把他的公义披在我们的身上,这使我们在神的眼里得称为义。
But then there's a practical righteousness.
但是还有一个公义就是你在日常生活中的行出来的。This
is the righteousness that is imparted to us. This is when we say, Oh God, help us. Lord, watch over me. Father, don't let me fall in this temptation.
这个跟那个你得救的所得到的那个称义不一样，是你向神祈求说，神，那你保守我。
We're working in the area of a practical righteousness.
帮助我在我的人生的每一个脚步上不跌倒，让我能在你面前行出来的。He's
very clear in Scripture about this.
圣经上有很清楚的教导。He
tells us in Psalms, if I regard iniquity or sin in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
在诗篇第66章18节上说，我若心里注重罪孽，
He said, now the Lord's hand is not shortened that it can't save, it can, and neither is his ear heavy that he can't hear, but your iniquities has separated between you and God.
以赛亚书讲到，耶和华的膀臂并非缩短，不能拯救；耳朵并非发沉，不能听见。但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
You know, in the South Seas, there's an area where there's some monkeys, you know, little monkeys, and they have the palm trees, and how they catch the monkeys is rather unique.
在南海的有一些岛上有很多这个猴子，那那个时候有人去那儿抓猴子，是怎么抓的呢？
So what they do is they take a coconut.
那那个抓猴子人就拿一个椰子来。
They make a hole just small enough for that little guy to.
然后在那个椰子上钻一个小小的洞，就非常小，就刚好那个猴子能把爪子伸手伸进去。
So here come and then they put some corn, they put some seed in it.
然后把在里面放一些这个猴子爱吃的东西，就有点像那种就是。 坚果呀什么的。
The monkey no doubt smells it. Maybe he, and then they take that, this is important too. They take the coconut and tie it to the tree.
然后呢，这样弄好了以后呢，就把那个椰子捆在树上，这样他那个猴子不能把那个椰子拿走。
So a little monkey comes along and he pushes his hand in and he feels that food.
那这个猴子闻见味儿就来了，然后就伸手，
and he wants it.
伸手，使劲伸手进去，然后抓到那个东西，就想。
Pull it out.
当然就想吃，但是他手里攥着那个东西呢。
He'll stand there in agony and work at this thing until they come to catch him.
他就想把这个东西拿出来，但是怎么也拿不出来，因为这个手里攥着东西就不像这个伸进去的时候这么小，然后因为那个洞刚刚好合适，所以攥着东西手就拿不出来，所以这猴子就使劲拽也没有用。
And you see what has happened is he don't want to let go of the grain.
所以当这些人来的时候就把猴子抓走了，可是你知道吗？就是因为他的手攥着，所以他出不来。如果他把这个种子松手放开的话，
he can get his paw out, his hand out.
那就像他的手伸进去一样，他可以把它拔出来。
And you know, that's the way we are sometimes.
你知道吗？我们有的时候就是这样子。
There are some of these secret, maybe pleasurable things that we do, and it's like we put our hand into something. And we won't give it up. We're not going to give this sin up.
我们有一些私底下自己好像很喜欢的东西偷偷的享受着，但是呢，不愿意放弃。
And yet we'll get down sometimes and we'll pray and we'll ask and plead and cry and even whimper to God and say, Oh, my God, please, please, and we're holding on.
所以有的我们带着这样的心到神面前，有的时候祷告祈求，然后甚至那个呼喊说，神啊，求你来帮我，但是我们手里攥着我们的那个罪，不愿意放开。
Now you say Elijah was a great man.
那你可能说这以利亚跟我们不一样，他是很
厉害的先知。Elijah was sort of different than me. He could take that. You know, he could do that. He could get hold of God.
那所以以利亚跟我们不一样，所以他是先知，他能够求神，神就给他做。
But in the same verse that tells us Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we have.
可是这个圣经上告诉我们说以利亚与我们一样，是一样性情的人。
So we see then that this great man was able to close the heavens with his prayer.
我们觉得他是一个先知，他是很厉害的一个人，能够祷告说不下雨就不下雨。
Now that was in chapter 18.
那当然这个是在18章，在约翰记上18章，他的祷告大有功效。
Chapter 19.
到19章的时候。
When Jezebel started out after him.
当那个皇后耶洗别来追赶他的时候。
He ran from her.
然后他就逃跑。
He threw himself to the ground.
然后就面扑在地上。
He said, Lord, I don't want to live anymore. Kill me.
他就说主啊我不要再活下去了你把我杀死吧。
You see, he was a man just like you and I.
他就像我们一样是一个有血有肉的人。
That's why you and I can do great things with God and for God.
那因此我们也可以像他一样我们可以和神同工为神做事。
So it's the person of prayer.
所以是这个祷告的人是很重要的。
And so we see then that Elijah finally met up with Ahab.
那后来讲到说这个以利亚终于见到这个亚哈。
And then we see that Ahab, you know, wants to kill him, but Elijah said he was going to open the windows.
那个时候亚哈要杀他，但是以利亚跟他说他要求神要下雨。
So he told Abraham to go up on the mountain.
Abraham?
I'm sorry, Ahab.
所以他就跟亚哈说到山上去。
So we see Ahab went up and he went up to party. He went up to eat and drink.
那我们就看到这个在列王记上面记载说亚哈就去了然后就上去吃喝。
But you see, here was Elijah. He went up there by himself.
但是以利亚呢
Except his servant.
他自己他带着他的仆人到了山顶上。
He wanted to get alone with God.
他要自己到神面前来。
You see, this is part of the place of our prayer, is getting alone with God.
这里面就讲到我们祷告的地点，就是要自己到神面前来。
This was patterned by Jesus in most of his ministry.
那耶稣他在地上的服事的时候，
他也经常常
常是这样。
To get alone with God.
他会离开人群，独自一人去祷告。
You and I must learn how to get alone with God.
我们也要学习怎么样自己到神面前来跟神祷告。
Now let's see what the position of prayer was.
那我们来看看这个祷告的这个姿势。
You say you mean we have to get in position?
难道有一个特别的什么姿势吗？祷告的话。
Our heart does.
是的，我们这个心。
So we see here is Elijah, and when he got up there, he threw himself on the ground, put his face to the earth.
在列王记上十八章四十二节讲到说，以利亚上了加密山顶，屈身在地，将脸伏在两膝之中。
Now I'm afraid if I did that, you'd have to help me up.
如果我要现在这么做的话，我估计就起不来了，得有人抬我才行。
So he's not saying you have to throw yourself on the ground, but he's saying we have to humble ourselves.
这里讲的不是说我们有要学以利亚就要有这种姿势，而是他这个心意。
We have to strip ourselves of our what we can do and our pride and all that comes with it and we have to humble ourselves before God.
我们要在神面前谦卑拿掉自己的骄傲这个屈身在地这个意思是说他的这个姿势代表他里面的这个谦卑。
And then there is the passion.
然后还要有这个热情这个激情。
You know, passion's a wonderful thing.
你知道激情是一个很好的东西。
I'm not talking about sinful passion.
我当然不是说那种就是那种罪恶的这种激情。
But you know, as I was developing, as I was growing older, one of the things, I was very visionary.
那个我当我渐渐年老的时候，我有的时候心里会有一个图画。
I think, oh, we could do this.
我会觉得说，哎呀，我们可以这样做这个事
情。And as soon as I would begin thinking about something like that,Boy, I could feel the adrenaline going. I was really becoming passionate about it.
然后我想到这个计划的时候，就会越想越激动，然后就会很有激情。
And he tells us that we need to have a passion.
那圣经告诉我们说，当我们祷告的时候，也要有一种激情。
Now, a passion is going to keep us there.
这个激情是让我们能够专注在一件事情上。
Because there's an urgency, there's that passion. And this is what happened to Elijah.
就是像以利亚那样。
He kept saying to his servant, go see if you see a cloud.
所以他就一直跟他的仆人说，你上去像去看看有没有云。
No, there was nothing.
那仆人回来就跟他说没有。
Second time after he prays, go see if it's a cloud.
那所以他又祷告，然后又跟他仆人说，你再去看看。
His passion was, and seven times he did that.
所以他有这个激情，他一直这
样做。He wasn't giving up.
然后如此七次，他并没有放弃。
He didn't say after the third time, "That's enough, Lord, I'm finished."
那他并没有说第三次以后就说，哎呀，神算了吧，这个好像也不会
下雨。He kept right on praying.
所以他一直持续的祷告。
Until the little cloud.
所以讲到第七次仆人说我看见有一小片云从海里上来。
The persistence of that prayer.
所以他有这个持之以恒的这个 信心。
So this morning as I bring this to a close.
所以今天早上我在快要结束的时候。
If you've been praying and praying.
如果你已经为一件事情祷告了很久。
And you've never seen any result.
但是好像一直都没有什么结果。
Begin to see if maybe there's something in your life.
那你可以开始检查一下是不是你的生活中生命中有一些事情阻止神让他不能在你身上做工
keeps it back from you.
是不是有一些事情让你没有办法到真的到神面前
You know, persistence itself for most of us is very difficult.
对我们当中很多人来说这个持之以恒是很困难的
We try to open something that won't open we get this and we get that and we begin to build up we don'tPut it aside.
那有的时候我们比如小小事情就开一个罐头也好做开一个什么东西也好试了这个不行那个不行扔一边去不管。
But these are the things that an ordinary person like you and I can do with our lives if we're willing to follow God's word.
但是持之以恒的祷告你和我都是可以做到的只要我们愿意跟随神跟随他的话语。
Shall we pray?
我们一起来祷告。
Father,We're very human.
天父我们不过是人。
Sometimes life is difficult to face.
有的时候生活真的是很困难。
We live in an age when sin is good.
我们生活在这个时代大家都以罪为乐。
Become so much a part of our culture.
我们周围的文化就是这样。
But Lord, we just sort of don't understand.
我们真的是不明白。
Many times we get into the middle of it.
很多时候我们也是当中的一员。
But Father, we want to be your child.
但是神啊，我们要做你的孩子。
We want to live so that when the trumpet of the Lord sounds, we'll go home with you.
我们要这样过一个生活，当你的号角响起的时候，我们可以欢欢喜喜的回到你的面前。
But we want to live, Lord, so that we can see the power that you have.
我们也盼望在我们的生活当中可以见到你的能力，能够看到你是怎么样工作的。
And what you can do with my life.
看到你是怎么样能够让我们的生命发生转变的。
Oh, Father, please bless our people.
哦，是天父，求你来祝福你的
孩子。We have no greater desire than to see them to love and hunger for righteousness.
我们盼望真的是看到他们愿意爱你、渴慕你的公义。
Watch over them and help them, Lord.
求你看顾、保守他们。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.